For Buddhists in Thailand and other South Asian countries, gold is an element that signifies homage. A gift of gold is the ultimate demonstration of one's piety.
The meritorious act of putting gold leaf on the surface of the Buddha's skin is to commemorate the living Buddha, who had a kind of golden-like aura, an aura radiance, say, believe.
But gold and its association with wealth and might is also the way the Thai monarchs have used a showy form of piety to forge a strong relationship between Buddha's ideas and the power of the state. It was King Rama III who had the statue of the reclining Buddha opulently restored at the height of his reign in the mid-19th century.
It's called the lion pose. It says he lay there in the lion pose as he was preparing to die. It's described that he lay down on his right side and he rested his head on his right hand.
There's a reason that this Buddha has got such a serene smile. It's because he's achieved enlightenment, nirvana. It means that he's escaped what Buddhists call samsara, an endless cycle of life, of birth and death, of passion and desire and delusion that can only lead to pain and suffering.
Samsara effectively constitutes a cycle of birth and rebirth. And as long as we are in samsara, we are reborn innumerable times, moving from one existence to the next. We can be reborn as a human being, as a divinity, or you can be reborn as an animal, etc.